talking blues to let my dog judge my relationships. But this one? Well, she made up her mind before I did. He showed up smelling like trouble and hair product. My Boston didn't bark, just stare. Gave you that slow turn of the head like, really, this is what we're doing now? She don't usually react unless there's a delivery guy or a squirrel involved, but she looked at you like you were both. And you, well, you tried to pet her with your foot. Who does that? My dog don't like you, and neither do I. She's got bad ears tuned to every lie. You tried too hard, and she rolled her eyes. My dog don't like you, and neither do I. You told me she was needy. She's a 10-pound Boston, man, not your therapist. You tried to feed her a gluten-free dog biscuit. She licked it once, then walked off like, I'd rather eat the couch. Then you looked at me and said, it's me or the dog, which wasn't really a question, more like an invitation to carry your own suitcase to the car. My dog don't like you, and neither do I. She knew from day one you weren't my kind. She peed on your boots and didn't think twice. My dog don't like you, and neither do I. Back to snoring like a freight train, happy as can be, and I'm sitting here wondering how I ever missed the signs. She saw right through you in 3 seconds flat. Me, took about 3 months and 2 overdraft fees. My dog don't like you, and neither do I. She curled up smiling while we said goodbye.